Good morning. It's June 19th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Cats and Dogs. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little will be dishonest in much. Luke 16:10. I like cats. I like dogs. We've had both off and on over the last 60 years. Those of you that have had both as pets may have noticed one certain truth. Dogs are not cats, and cats are definitely not dogs. There is an old expression, dogs have masters, cats have servants. Now, I know there's no way I won't get in trouble with some of you for this devotional, but there's a lot of truth to that expression. Our tuxedo rescue, Sterling, is a big boy. He's a fully armed, not declawed, indoor-outdoor cat, and we're not sure, but we think the neighborhood coyotes run and hide when they hear the flap fall on his cat door. He wears a GPS on his collar so we can find him if he sneaks out at dawn or dusk, because we forgot to lock the cat door during those dangerous hours. You can just see how annoyed he is when we come to find him on those occasions, mystified as to how his people seem able to find him wherever he hides along the creek. But, like many cats, he's a lover, too. He sleeps on the foot of our bed as long as it suits him, and if we forget to put him out in the kitchen at 10 p.m., he reliably attacks my foot at 1:38 a.m., eliciting a forcible ejection, usually accompanied by an actual swift kick launch from the bed. Sterling will crawl onto your chest when you are lying down or into your lap when sitting on the couch and purr loudly in supreme contentment, right up until the instant he suddenly decides to try and take your hand off at the wrist in his abrupt escape maneuver. Cats will play as well. Sterling will hockey stop treats thrown across the hardwood floor. He will stalk a fur mouse on the end of a long felt string attached to the end of a flexible plastic stick held in your hand. He will bat a white ping pong ball around the floor or in his circular cat toy that sits on the floor. But he will do it until he doesn't want to anymore. He's on and off like a light switch in every area of his life. Buddy, our last dog, was a shepherd mix, a rescue who followed our teenage girls home one day 15 years ago when they were running in the rain. Buddy was playful too, but he played whenever I wanted him to, in addition to trying to get me to play when he wanted to. He would fetch, he would wrestle a stick, he would come, stay, and sit on command. He would run next to my bike in the neighborhood. He would sit up in the passenger seat and hang his head out the window of my truck. He would lay across the transom when we sailed. He would run to the door when I came home, absolutely overwhelmed with joy that I had returned to him. In the evenings, he would sit at my wife's feet and rest his head in her lap, or lay on our breakfast room window seat and lay his head on the sill and watch the world go by. I only saw him growl twice, once when a stranger yelled at me out biking, another when a pit bull stray we had taken in temporarily growled at me in his presence. Buddy passed 5 years ago, but Windsor, our new standard Labradoodle, is gentle, loving, smart, and equally devoted to his people. And he doesn't shed. Dogs and cats both have lovable qualities, but dogs are loyal servants who know their master's voice. Our cat rarely acknowledges his name, and then only when there is food at the other end of the call. But the dogs come on command, just because it makes them happy to make us happy. In fact, it's hard to escape the conclusion that our dogs actually love us. A dog will sacrifice his own safety for yours or your children's. There are thousands of examples. Hard to find many examples of cats doing that. Ever. I'm not sure this is a good analogy or not, but I really think we believers ought to be a little more like dogs than cats. We need to listen for the master's voice, and when we hear it, we need to follow commands. We follow those commands not because we get a treat and reward, but because we love the commander. We do have an advantage over dogs in that the commands are written down and we can read them. Dogs are genuinely excited to see you. They are excited to see you whenever you show up, not just around mealtime. Do you think maybe we ought to be excited to pray, to worship in community, to see the Lord's work around us as we witness his people serving others in need? Do you think maybe we ought to defend our faith when it comes under attack by a relativistic secular world? Be more like a dog. Wag your tail and bark a little when you see your master. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into joy of your master." Matthew 25:21. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Forgive us that we sometimes greet you like a cat, pleased for a moment, but then jumping away and trying frantically to escape from you. Let your Holy Spirit guide us into faithfulness, serving you out of the sheer joy of being loved and loving you back. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.